Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. A nonprofit in Boston is among those working on behalf of a 16-year-old Syrian girl who is seeking medical treatment in the U.S. after she was disfigured in a bomb attack. After the attack, the young girl, whom we're referring to only by her first name, Marwa, fled to Turkey and then to Germany, where she and her family now live. The doctors there are recommending more treatment at Shriners Hospital in Boston, but the U.S. denied Marwa's visa request because she could not prove that she would return to Germany. Joining us is Carrie Shuchart, president of the nonprofit House of Peace in Ipswich, Mass., which provides temporary housing for refugees and others. Carrie, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Deb. Nice to be with you today.
Also with us, Liz Nicholson, volunteer advocate for refugees and an English lecturer at the Friedrich University at Erlangen. Thanks for being with us, Liz.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
If you could tell us, Liz, you've been advocating for Marwa for, I understand, about 2 years now. Can you just tell us a bit about her?
Yes, not exactly 2 years. I met Marwa at an event that I helped to organize here in Erlangen. It was a welcome refugees event for refugees living in Erlangen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I first saw Marwa. That was last March. And I was so struck by this young girl's bravery because despite her severe disfigurement, she had the courage to go on stage and perform a song with her classmates in front of 200 people.
Wow.
So that's when I first saw Marwa.
Hmm. She's 16 years old. She is.
Yes.
As you say, she was severely disfigured in this bomb attack, and she wants to come to the U.S. for treatment. Couldn't she get the treatment in Germany? Why here in Boston?
Well, she has had multiple surgeries, both in Turkey and in Germany. But from my time in Boston, I became familiar with Shriners Burns Institute, and they are renowned,
right.
Really. So I got in touch with Shriners and sent off all the paperwork, and they got back to me almost immediately offering to treat Marwa free of charge. And then I spoke to Marwa's surgeon here, of course, and he said it would actually be wonderful if Marwa could have treatment at Shriners.
Mm. Now, as
because
we
they are the experts, you know, mm-hmm. for treating severe burns victims.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And now, as we said, the holdup on the part of the U.S. government is that there's not proof that she would necessarily return to Germany, where she's now living with her family. Would her family come along with her when she gets this treatment at Shriners?
Her father would accompany her. Marwa has six siblings, and her mother would have to stay here because her youngest sibling is only 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there, do you think, they have sufficient ties in Germany and they would return? What are your thoughts about that, Liz?
Oh, absolutely. Marwa has no ties in the U.S., and she's firmly embedded here in the local community. She goes to school here. And, of course, her parents are here. Her six siblings are here. Her uncle and his family live here. And her grandparents are here.
So, Carrie, I wonder if somehow Marwa's visa were to be approved, if there's a reapplication process, the House of Peace, I understand, would take her in. Tell us a little bit more about the program where you take in folks like Marwa to get treatment. Do you have families there now with you?
Yes, we do. And we've been in Ipswich as a nonprofit corporation for 29 years. And it's during about the past 15 years that we've been welcoming children from mostly Middle Eastern countries who are seriously wounded by bombs or by so-called collateral damage, all of them victims of tremendous injuries. And at the moment, we have a young woman from Iraq who just arrived and will have repeated surgery at Shriners. She was here 10 years ago as a 10-year-old child and is returning for another series of corrective surgeries at this point. And we've had children mostly from Iraq. We have had a young girl from Syria who came to us before the travel ban.
And how long do they typically stay?
It depends on the needs of the child and the protocol for surgeries at Shriners, but the typical stay is between 3 and 6 months.
Now, have you noticed, can you describe for us how President Trump's travel ban has affected people trying to come to the House of Peace? Like, what are you seeing because of this the fight over immigration?
Exactly. Well, it was so significant that the travel ban itself went into effect just 7 days after the inauguration of Trump. And still since that time, it really has affected us in our very small microcosm, so to speak. But, of course, countless hundreds of thousands of people that are seeking medical treatment that are on the list of countries who are banned from coming to the U.S., what we're experiencing, the present situation, is a kind of a consciousness that this travel ban, which has many ramifications and many manifestations, saying a child of 16 has no credible ties to the country where her family, as Liz has just described, live. To me, that's part of this ever-towering wall and the inability to recognize the human rights of a child and of a family to receive the health care that they require. So we're seeing it as having a huge impact on people. Of course, the whole mood about immigrants and refugees coming from the administration has escalated anxiety and fear across the whole spectrum of people who are attempting to make their home in this country. But for children in need such as Marwa that are definitely seeking temporary help, it's a big, huge difference.
Okay, Carrie Shuchart, President of the House of Peace in Ipswich, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for your care, Deb.
Liz Nicholson, who helps, who advocates for refugees in Germany. Liz, thanks to you as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
That's our show for today. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.